It's Thursday morning, just after 7:35. We always get caught up with Ivy Tech, and this morning we check in with our good friend Steve Bryant. Steve, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Glass. How are you?
Good, my man. You are the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneur. See, I get three quarters of the way, and I'm right at the finish line. I can't get
You were so close.
Entrepreneurship?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's the small victories in life that get us through the day. It's not the full day.
And
people say, well, why don't you write that down before he comes on the air? I said, well, I don't have that kind of time. I don't have a pen that has that much ink in it. So we get rolling with you. Hey, it's going to be a really nice Saturday. 72, partly cloudy. So that means not too hot, not too cold. Let's go out and sell some lemonade, shall we?
I think it's a great idea.
We're going to track down Julie Warren and make sure she doesn't run out early. But it is Lemonade Day coming up this Saturday. Talk about Ivy Tech's involvement and talk about your participation numbers this year. I was talking about this 2 or 3 weeks ago on the airwaves, and I said, hey, they're going to have around, I think, over 400 kids. And Jeff Baldwin sends me back a text message and says, Glass, we're over 500 kids, and now you've got better news on top of that.
Yeah, for the first time in the 6 years that we've had the program here in Bloomington, we have over 700 kids registered, and registration is still open, and we got a few more days. So.
And in other news, every local produce is out of lemons.
Yeah, if you really need lemons this weekend, Sam's Club, Kroger, Lucky's, B-Foods, you better get there quick.
And see what's left.
That's right. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, this is a great program. It's a youth entrepreneurship program, and they learn how to start a business through operating a lemonade stand. It's really simple. A Hoosier entrepreneur, originally from Richmond, Indiana, sold a tech company in Texas years ago and started his own family foundation. And Lemonade Day is what he created, because his first business was doing a lemonade stand. And it's a national program. There's multiple cities in Indiana that are doing it, and all of them are doing it on May 21st, this Saturday, and it's all day long, all over Monroe County. So you'll see kids in Unionville, you'll see kids in Ellettsville, you'll see kids in Smithville, Bloomington, all over the place with lemonade stands. So stop by and see what the kids are doing. Ask them some questions of how they started their lemonade stand, what they're doing with their money, what they're giving their money to, because
right,
most of the kids are giving money away to charity. So if you think 700 kids give, I don't know, $10. That's $7,000 going into our local charitable initiatives this year. So, the Boys and Girls Club is kind of the home base, the program manager for all this, and that's in partnership with the city, the county, us here at Ivy Tech, Indiana University. Cook Medical is our the largest sponsor, and there's dozens of others that are all pitching in to make this happen every year. Really exciting stuff, and how can you say no to a kid selling lemonade?
Absolutely right, and that's the great news, that you'll be almost anywhere in the county and be able to run into this. They teach the kids how to spend it, how to save it, and how to share it. I think that's a really cool axiom to follow there. And when you start them early, they get addicted to this stuff. And in the old, the old days, you just build one of these. What the heck? And now you got 700.
Yeah, I know, 700. And think if a small number of them start a savings account, at a bank, because that's part of this program, learning how to save a little. And they may have a piggy bank at home, of course, but a lot of times they're opening a checking account with one of our local financial institutions, which that's what they're geared to do, is teach them financial literacy. So if they're opening a checking account and they're giving some to charity, and they're buying an iPad or
saving up
money
for summer vacation or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Girl Scout troops that are doing it to fund their trips, or their summer camps, things of that sort. So it's some really interesting. They're not always doing it as a single entity. It's a lot of groups that are doing it now. Some school kids are doing it, and Girl Scout troops, Boy Scouts, you name it. And it's pretty amazing what their ingenuity and what they do.
The market will be saturated tomorrow, or on Saturday. So I would lay off the lemonade today and tomorrow, so you'll be fresh and raring to go come Saturday. Now, what time does this officially kick off? Is it whenever anybody gets started? There's not like we're not going to ring the bell at 10 a.m.
I would say generally from between about 9 or 10 in the morning to my mid-afternoon is probably a good idea when they'll be having their stands. And if you're near the farmer's market, they'll be all around you. If you're in downtown, there'll be stand after stand after stand, and multiple businesses have signed up to host kids, and some of them
Great.
Are still looking for kids. So if any kid or parent wants to get involved, and they have a stands on the map on their website for the Lemonade Day, it's bloomington.lemonadeday.org. Anybody can go there and register. And if you want to find a stand, they're available, and just go have a good time with it.
Absolutely right. Enjoy it. Steve Bryant's our guest this morning from Ivy Tech. He tunes in with us. Ivy Tech does every week just after 7:35. Jenny Vaughn had a big week last week. So did everybody at Ivy Tech with graduation, we heard. And obviously she went out to see her son graduate. Give us your recap. Everything obviously looked great. Sold out almost the auditorium. How about that? What a crowd.
Yeah. I was doing VIP scout duty in the front, and I waited until the last people snuck their way in, and they were looking for a seat, if you know what I mean. So it was, I think the auditorium holds 3,000 people or something of that sort, and it was pretty full.
I saw the pictures on Twitter, and yeah, the scalpers outside were getting top dollars for their seats, the good ones. And it was just great to see that turn out. You had perfect weather for that night as well, so you didn't have to worry about anything. People, severe weather drills or anything else going on with it. So that was fantastic. And yeah. Ivy Tech is also in the news this morning in the newspaper as the Ivy Tech, I want to call it the Ivy Tech group. I'm looking for the right word here. The Ivy Tech, what is Sue Elsperman now doing? What is she in charge of?
Well, I think she's going to be the president of the entire Ivy Tech Community College.
Okay, so that would just be the college in general. But how does this affects Bloomington how?
Well, she's ultimately our boss, you know, and she's Jenny Vaughn's boss. And I guess the Board of Trustees voted unanimously yesterday to hire Sue as our next president. I think it starts July 1st. She'll be replacing Tom Snyder, who's been here for, I think, 7 years, maybe eight. And she'll be, you know, coming in to take the reins and decide what the next several years of Ivy Tech's future looks like.
And when you talk about Ivy Tech's future, you're not talking about the Bloomington campus. You're talking about Ivy Tech as a whole throughout the state of Indiana, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, she'll be looking to guide the entire system. I mean, she obviously, in her role as lieutenant governor and then a legislator, has had a lot of experience with Ivy Tech over the years. And, you know, she spent time at the University of Southern Indiana before that, so she's got a background in higher education. PhD, and you know, she's got an engineering background. She gets the career to work thing, which is really important for, you know, the Ivy Tech student. So I think it's going to be a really good fit. You know, they said they had some good candidates. I don't have a lot of visibility into that, you know, that process, because it's
above your pay grade.
A formal human resource process, and I don't see the inside of that. I just hear the conjecture and the news reports like you do. But you know, I think we're excited about it. We've met with Sue many times since she's been in office. She stopped by the campus several times, so she kind of knows how we operate here in Bloomington in general. She's aware of what we do here at the Entrepreneur Center, which is, you know, a big plus for us, I guess. And you know, we're kind of excited to see where it goes. Again, it's just happened, so you know, we don't know much more than that about what the grand plans are. But I think you can see lots of tweaking of good programs that are working and trying to find things that aren't working and trying to make better.
What would be your optimum angle for a president to come in? If you had a one wish, you could say, hey, if Sue would come in, we would love to have this happen here in Bloomington.
Well, probably anything you can do to make the student customer experience any better. You know, I mean, it's daunting for a student who may, you know, okay, I graduated from high school 30 years ago.
And, sure.
And I've been working. I'm now out of a job, or I'm doing a career change, and I've got to go back and take a class. My God, I'm scared to death.
Teenagers are frightening people.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
And just going back, and what's the registration process? Do I really need financial aid? You know, there's a lot of decisions to be made, and if you haven't been through that process in a while, or somebody in your family hasn't, it's kind of scary. And a lot of steps have been taken by all the campuses to make that process easier, but there's still more to do there. So, you know, we have an express enrollment center, which you pretty much walk in the front door and everything is right there for you, and they will lay it all out and explain it to you. It didn't used to be that way maybe 10 years ago.
You guys are ahead of the curve there, huh?
Yeah, and again, that was a change the college has been making based on what they saw at other schools, and you know, with the growth of the online programs, that's, you know, certainly a competitive force for us. And some of those processes are really simple. So, you know, maybe we need to change the way we do business around here. And I think we've done a pretty good job of doing that. And I think all campuses are working that way, but some have made better, more progress than others.
Yeah, evolution. We always are moving forward. There's no point in going backwards or standing still, because someone will pass it all by. Hey, kids coming home from college, kids getting done with high school. We know in the MCCSC next week, when can we get involved in summer programs out there? Or if we want to take some classes to get ahead for next year, when can we do all that?
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody can register right now for our classes. We have summer classes that really don't start until June 6th, so you've got a few weeks there. You know, anybody can walk in the front door and register, or you can get online and register online. Summer camps are starting up as soon as schools close. So, you know, first week of June and all the way through the summer, there's multiple ones there through our Center for Lifelong Learning. Anybody can contact us at, you know, ivytech.edu/CLL or call at 812-330-4400 to register for the summer camps. And there's Ivy Arts for Kids camps. There's College for Kids camps, College for Teens. There's BPP Theater camps.
Yeah, it's
camps
great.
Even in Bedford and Burton Kimball Farms in Orange County, so it's not just here in Bloomington. So anybody kind of in our listening area who's interested, there's lots of good stuff. And if you're looking for something for those kids to do so they're not driving you nuts throughout the week, here's a great way to do it and make a positive experience.
What's that address one more time?
www.ivytech.edu/CLL.